Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air and back in the studio here in Hattiesburg, the Southern Bancorp studio, of course. Bob and Kelly, we're glad you're with us. Opening segment of the show is sponsored today, as it is every day, by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and we're proud to have them part of the Eagle Hour family. Hub City Dental renewed today for 2026, and I want to thank Dr. Bitterman and his great staff there. Great, great dental clinic, and we really do appreciate them. Hey, real quickly, a couple of notes here. Tomorrow, obviously, Thanksgiving, we'll be airing a show that we did earlier in the year with former football coach Larry Fedora. Kelly and I had him with us, and we're going to replay that. And then Friday will be preempted by the game involving those schools up north. I forget the name, so. Not important, yeah. But the Eagle Hour will be back. We'll be back Monday, and we're glad to be with you today. Go talk a little football. Dema Mixon, you'll notice he hasn't been around. He hasn't been fired. He's been on the road, I guess, celebrating Thanksgiving in the state of Missouri. Where are you right now, Dema Mixon?
You know, I honestly have no idea where I am. I'm driving back from Missouri, and I'm somewhere in the middle of Arkansas. I've been driving windy roads for like the past 3 hours. Hmm. So,
have you run into any Razorbacks? There's a state full of them up there.
No, but I think I'm getting close to Jonesboro. So, I think that's near the Red Wolves up there. But
yeah, I got gotcha.
No, actually, that you're smelling a slaughterhouse that's nearby. That's not the Arkansas State campus.
It's yeah. Well, let me just tell you from experience, the Razorbacks rule the state of Arkansas.
Oh yeah,
there's, no question. All right, Dema, we are 2 days away, big showdown game here, and curious to know maybe your thoughts as you're driving back to Hattiesburg to get ready to cover the game.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously an interesting clash of two teams that I kind of think are similar to one another, and, you know, they started the year off really hot, and then, of course, now Troy has, of course, won their last game, and Southern Miss hasn't, but two teams have kind of sputtered a little bit over the past couple of weeks is kind of the word I've been using this week. And, you know, Troy getting their starting quarterback back was huge for them. He almost threw 400 yards last week against Georgia State. Southern Miss got their starting quarterback back last week against South Alabama. And then it looked like he kind of made his injury worse towards the end of the game. So that's something definitely to monitor as this game comes. But, you know, it's going to be wild. Y'all have, of course, been around Southern Miss longer than I have, but I can never remember a game where Southern Miss at home could clinch a Sun Belt championship berth or a championship berth in general. I don't remember a last weekend game that was the case. I remember the Louisiana Tech game in 2015, but that game, of course, was in Ruston. But I don't remember ever a Southern Miss game at home with this big of stakes before.
Interesting you say that. I was actually at that game with my family. I met my son and his wife, from they were living at the time in Oklahoma. And that's when Todd Monken was here. And you're right, Dema, that's the last time Southern Miss had a taste of a championship opportunity in football was when Todd Monken was here.
Right, yep. And, you know, that, of course, that game went exactly how Southern Miss wanted it to go. If I remember correctly, they blew Louisiana Tech out. I don't think it was a close game.
Right.
You know, I don't think that's going to happen on Saturday, but it is just interesting to me to think that, you know, here 10 years later, almost to the day. They get it again, but this time at home against Detroit team who, you know, for every sense of the purpose has really, you know, ran the West the past couple of years.
And Barry McKnight, the voice of Troy, is going to be
joining us.
Barry McKnight, who will do play-by-play of himself carving the turkey tomorrow. But Barry will join us a little later to give us the Troy perspective. But, Dima, we were entertaining all kinds of scenarios and if this happened and that happened. But the bottom line, the smoke has finally cleared, and this is exactly what we thought would happen. I think even 6 weeks ago, you were saying it's going to come down to the Troy Southern Miss game at the end of the season, and that's exactly where we are.
No, I agree. And what's even crazier is if you go back 12 weeks ago, you know, and I'm not trying to like toot my own horn here, but I had Southern Miss going 7-4 into this game and winning and finishing the season 8-4. So my schedule prediction is looking pretty good. But yeah. No, I'm just joking. But that actually did happen. But no, it was something that. You know, we pointed to several weeks ago that could happen, and now, of course, that we're here, you know, it's all systems go. And something that Charles Huff said after the game in Mobile when I was down there for the game, he said that, you know, it didn't matter if they won that game by 100 or lost it by 3,000. You know, they still had to win this game this week, and really that's all they're focusing on, of course. And, you know, it's going to be an interesting game because with Troy – you know, they don't have a great offense. Their offense is ranked one of the worst in the Sun Belt. But with Southern Miss's defense right now, that really doesn't mean anything because they haven't been able to stop anybody.
No,
so it's going to be really interesting. And Goose Crowder, of course, the quarterback for Troy, and I'm sure Barry McKnight's going to talk about it, you know, had a really good game last week against Georgia State, almost 400 yards passing. And the last time Southern Miss saw a passing attack like that, that was against Texas State. I think Southern Miss fans are in for a real good one on Saturday. And, of course, right now, to me, the biggest question mark is the health of Braylon Braxton, how good he is, because if anybody watched the end of that game last week, you know, it did not look great, the end of that game. And you might could say that was soreness. You might could say that was, you know, just after playing the full game. But he legitimately could not run to his right, like at all. So that's something to watch out for. Michael Montgomery, you know, the linebacker for Southern Miss who should be with Chris Jones and having 100 tackles, he didn't play last week, and there's no real status update on him either. There was no interviews this week. So a lot of question marks, I think, more for Southern Miss than there are Troy on Saturday afternoon.
And you'd think with the potential, and I do underline that three times, potential nagging injury of Braylon Braxton, and as Dima said, he can't move to his right, you'd think the obvious solution there is run the football. But Southern Miss has not been able, 41 yards rushing last week when the last two opponents have put between 200 and 300 yards up on the board. Dima, that's the thing that concerns me as much as the injury to Braylon Braxton is they're getting gashed on defense on the ground.
Yeah, that's something that's very concerning. And Troy, of course, has a really good rushing attack as well as their passing attack. And so, and it's not like Troy, you know, is just dumb. You know, they've watched the film. They're going to try to emulate what Texas State and South Alabama did against the defense. And then on the other side, like you're saying, teams are not respecting Southern Miss's run game. So they're just going to drop 8 in coverage and trust their defensive line, which has worked. And that's, you know, that's something that is of concern. Now, the rushing yards last week were kind of, skewed in the fact that Southern Miss like ran the ball like 4 or 5 times in the second half just because they threw the ball so much. But you're right. You know, the rushing attack for Southern Miss is of concern going into the Trojans this week.
Well, so the Eagles have lost to Texas State and South Alabama. Dima Mixon, is Troy a better team than either of those two?
Well, they're definitely better than South Alabama. I don't think that's a question. I don't know if they're better than Texas State. Of course, they beat Texas State. It was kind of a, you know, lucky win if anybody watched the game, but I don't know if they're better than Texas State, but I think those two would be about equal. I don't know. Troy's offense is definitely not as good as Texas State's, but I think their defense is better.
You know, from the Biloxi Sun-Herald, Scott Watkins was on the show here earlier this week, and he's a Troy graduate, and his words, not mine, he said Troy stinks. He said they're not very good. He said I can't. He said he's really big on Southern Miss. And not so big on Troy. And the fact that, does this spread of 6.5 kind of, I know you're not a gambler, but does that spread kind of surprise you a little bit, Dima?
It did. set all week, and it really hasn't moved at all, which has been surprising too. I hear what Scott Watkins is saying.
Oops.
Not great, but again, they were without their starting quarterback until last week, and he threw for almost 400 yards last week. So that is something to think about. And then, but yeah, the 6.5 spread is really surprising to me. I mean, you're going to hear my game scores or read my game scores because there won't be a show the next 2 days, but my game pick is Troy definitely covering that 6.5.
Well, what you just said is a little concerning. If their quarterback is back and healthy and ours is gimpy, that's advantage Troy, because you just can't overemphasize the importance of your quarterback. In no sport do I think there's any position more dominant than a quarterback in college football, Damon.
Yeah, and especially with the leadership that Braylon possesses. That's another thing. It's like, it's not only Braylon and the skill he has, it's when you saw what the team is without Braylon, they don't look the same because the leadership aspect of it is taken off the field. And, you know, if Southern Miss is driving, you know, to go win the game, to try to make the Sun Belt Championship game, and Braylon's not on the field, that matters. It really does.
All right, hang on. I know you're in Arkansas, and I also know there's nothing to do in Arkansas, so you can hang around and talk to us a little longer while you're driving through the beautiful countryside of Razorback land.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully the service keeps up. Sure.
All right. Demon Mix has got to stay with us. Might talk a little b-ball when we get back. Continue to talk about football and get ready for the Troy play-by-play announcer, Barry McKnight, the one and only, still to come. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, Eagle Tire West sponsors the second segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour every day. Former pitcher Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck service. It's all at Eagle Tire West. They're next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. They're family operated since 1985, and they're big, big Southern Miss support.
Can I make a recommendation, Bob, to any parents who might have kids in college that are coming back for Thanksgiving or Christmas? Mm-hmm. You know what they need if they have an automobile and they're going to whatever college, driving back and forth? They'll never ask for them.
Mm-hmm.
Tires.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, again, the half the time they don't know whether the tires are good or not.
Right.
And if you have particularly daughters, I know this is going to sound a little overprotective, but if they're driving back and forth, you want the safety of your
100%.
Kids. Yeah, so get them some nice brand new tires where they'll be safe.
Goodyear, baby.
Yeah, in rain or whatever to make sure that automobile is
and
operating.
Let Matt and the guys check the car out. Make sure we
for
did
sure.
that before we left for the mountains. We went to Eagle Tire West, and they took care of everything.
Look, tires, it's not a sexy gift, but, I mean, if your kids have got a car, man, they're real important.
Also, if you're going to maybe spend a little time around the house during the Thanksgiving holiday, maybe some home repair, remodeling, construction, anything you need for your home, your lawn, or your garden, we suggest MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's best home improvement center. Local folks eager to help you. They have everything that the big box stores have, but they have something more, and that is they have a staff that cares and appreciates you being in the store.
And you don't even necessarily have to know exactly what you're looking for. I went in the other day. It turns out it was a socket wrench or something like mm-hmm. that, what it was called. Mm-hmm. I'm not real mechanically inclined.
Mm-hmm. I think you just revealed that, yeah.
Well, if I was told to blow... If I was told to blow up a car, I'd burn my lips on the exhaust pipe. I mean, that's how much I know. But all I had to do is describe what I was like.
That probably means you stop talking.
They took me right to it.
Yeah, excellent. All right, we'll see if we can reconnect with Dima. He's traveling through Arkansas, so if we lose him, we'll end the conversation. But Dima, We talked about football, and while I was gone, I was just delighted to see that the basketball team went down to Pensacola. Is that correct? I think Pensacola.
Yeah.
And won that tournament, and that's got to be real encouraging, I would think, for all the kids on the team and for Coach Ladner and his staff.
Yeah, and they didn't just win it. I mean, they really dominated both games they played, which was real encouraging, I think, like you're saying, for them. And something that Jay told me before they left to go on that trip was, you know, one thing that's great about this is that we get to play on the floor of the Sun Belt Championship tournament, right? So that the tournament they were in was on in the same arena that they'll play the Sun Belt Championship game in. So I think it was interesting to hear that from him, you know, because I played basketball, of course, in high school. And even in high school, like the different gyms you would go to, it was always different, always different than just playing in your home gym.
Right.
And so getting to play in that gym, I think, before the Sun Belt Championship game already is actually a good thing, because you know the locker rooms, you know, as simple as, you know, the bathroom's over there or something like that. You know,
right.
It really does matter. Routine matters a lot in sports. And so that was interesting to me. And like you're saying, it was big for them. Of course, the women also winners this weekend, and mm-hmm. they're still undefeated. And, you know, they play on Thanksgiving Day tomorrow. So that'll be fun to watch on Thanksgiving, maybe eat some turkey and watch the women play.
Kelly, one thing that encourages me about basketball is how well they played against South Carolina. And I know they lost the game, but that's an SEC team on the road. Took them right down to the wire, and then you bounce back and you win this tournament. I don't know. I think there's room for some optimism here.
I think so. They're still sorting themselves out. We've talked about how long of a basketball season is, but sometimes it takes that long to mix and match your pieces, so to speak. Conference play will begin about a week before Christmas, if I'm remembering the schedule rightly. So, again, those preseason games, you just kind of want to get yourself set as to where you want to be, and then when the games really count, when you get into conference play.
In October of next year, when the season's winding down, right?
It is way too long, that's for sure.
All right, Dima, before we let you go, tomorrow, of course, is Thanksgiving. I'm very thankful. I just got back from 5 wonderful days with all of my children and grandchildren up in the mountains of North Georgia. So my Thanksgiving has been very much satisfied, and I'm thankful for that opportunity. What are you thankful for, Dima Mixon, as we head into the holiday?
Oh, just, you know, everything the Lord has blessed me with, of course. A beautiful wife and a great house and, you know, just a great family. And, of course, you guys and everybody I get to work with. I mean, the Lord has blessed me in so many ways, and I could never thank Him enough, and most of all my salvation, of course. And that's what I think about every Thanksgiving, and you know, it's a good holiday just to sit around and eat, you know, like we do in the South, and just get the fellowship. I mean, that to me is how I view it. And you know, there's some peace into that, I think, for a lot of people. And I just think it's a great time, and it's also a great football weekend, which of course is always the thing I'm thinking of. But you know, first and foremost, enjoying time with family and being present with that is kind of where I land. And you know, I'm not actually a big Thanksgiving food type guy. Like I think it's a little overrated, and I know a lot of people probably just shut off their radios, but
yeah, you'll learn.
But like I've never understood or anything like that. It's not, doesn't taste good to me. So I normally just stick with the turkey, rice, and rolls. But that's basically my diet anyways. So.
Were you more thankful to be with family or be away from me?
Well,
that's a toss-up.
Kelly, why don't you tell them that I invited you over to our house for Thanksgiving because I thought you were going to be alone. How about that?
How about that? Well, Dima,
we should tell the Super Talk listeners that we do really like Kelly, that I invited him to my house.
Yes, we do. Well, I'm going to tell you this. First of all, you drive safely back, and I'll tell you this, Damon, I don't mind saying it, and I think I speak for Kelly. We're thankful that we found you, and we're thankful that things worked out, that you could come back on the show, and we're thankful that you're part of our little family here on the Eagle Hour.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate it.
No, you be careful, young man. We'll see you when you get back.
All right. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
We all have a lot to be thankful for, Kelly, and I'm thankful for my association with you and all the time you and I get to spend together on this show. And yes, despite what people constantly ask us about, No, we're very close friends, yes. And we don't get angry about it. Everything we do is part of the show.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
It's just part of the show.
You know, on this football game too, Bob, coming up Saturday, you know, the goal going into the season, before you can play for the conference championship, you have to win your division. Okay, so that task is still at hand. Okay, then let's say you beat Troy this weekend, and Barry McKnight's going to give us his perspective here in a little bit, the radio voice of the Trojans. But then you'd have to go to JMU to play. Whoever wins this game Saturday would have to go to JMU. And a lot of people just think that this game, even though you would be the Western Division champion, is going to be moot because both of them would be dog food for JMU. The JMU is just going to steamroll.
You never know.
Both of these teams. And like I know. And I've told people this week, I said people thought that last year when Marshall went over to Lafayette to play Louisiana, they thought, oh, the Cajuns are just gonna hammer these guys. Didn't happen. Marshall won that game. So stranger things have happened. They really have. What? So you know, don't think that this thing is over yet one way or the other.
Well, I'm gonna give you my view of the season, and a lot of people may disagree with this. You win the game Friday. For Charles Huff to come in here and win the Western Division of the Sun Belt would be a tremendous season. If you were to lose the game and finish 7-5 and go to a bowl game after 1-11 last year, would you really have anything to be that unhappy about?
I sure wouldn't.
I don't think there's anything to be unhappy about at this point.
And anybody that would is off their meds.
Yes, yes.
It's all their- All yeah, there is to
they're
it.
They're going to a bowl game irregardless of what happens Saturday or the Saturday after, and I think we can all be, no pun intended, thankful for what Charles Huff has done here.
I think so, too. And what would top off the season, one way or the other, is if, as they sorted out the bowl selections that come out on December 7th, if Southern Miss could be tabbed to play in the New Orleans Bowl.
Yeah,
that would just
be perfect.
It'd be a great holiday trip.
No, I think so. So either way, let's all show up Saturday. Let's all be happy, excited, support the guys, and walk away grateful that no matter the outcome this Saturday, man, we have seen a turnaround that we all dreamed would happen, right?
For sure. Yeah. I think if anybody would have said prior to the season, I mean, I said 6-6, and I thought I was being a little bit ambitious. Mm-hmm. Although when I started thinking about it, I thought, well, a lot of the same players that won that Sun Belt championship last year are in Hattiesburg now.
Right.
So maybe I did undersell the team a little bit. But they also used that and the low expectations for the guy as a motivating factor for these guys to say, not even the people in Hattiesburg necessarily believe in what you can do.
Right.
So that's just double motivation to go out there and do exactly what they've done.
Right.
But you make a good point. If the Eagles cannot stop the run here or any time in the future, it's going to be tough.
We'll see. Getting close. Excited about it. Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Excuse me. You can hear it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And here's a quick Thanksgiving idea. How about the Friday after Thanksgiving when you're out shopping? Make a stop at Mo'Bay Beignet Company. Enjoy some delicious hot beignets and a fresh coffee, and then go get those Black Friday deals.
The earlier the better.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, everybody. Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team in football season is fun, but the most important player you should never forget, that's you. Get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. We're very lucky to have Forest Health here in Hattiesburg. No question about that. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. They're on Hardy Street. Check them out for Christmas, gift cards, camps. Kelly, all kinds of good gift ideas at DBAT.
And memberships, because right after the first of the year, I mean, that's when your travel ball, softball, and baseball players start getting ready.
Right.
I mean, some of those tournaments are in mid-February. So
All right, one of the great things that we enjoy about being on the Eagle Hour is we've gotten to know all the play-by-play guys around the league. And excuse me, there's clearly none that we like more than this next guest. Barry McKnight does the play-by-play for Troy University. He's been on the show many, many times, and we always have a good time with him. And Barry, I guess if you and I and Kelly were all being honest and we looked at the Sun Belt Football League, maybe we thought this game, when we saw that the last game of the season was Troy and Southern Miss, maybe we all thought there could be big implications from the game, and that proves to be true. There's a lot on the line come Saturday.
Yeah, there really is, and it's not to say that it's, you know, predestined or anything from the beginning of the year, but you look at it, dispassionately from the beginning. You think, hey, you know, Troy's bound to be better than they were last year, and obviously same thing with Southern Miss, and they look, you know, pretty talented. But to say that is to infer that it has been just a walk down the flowered primrose path for both schools to get to this point would be misrepresenting it at all. I do think going into the season, everybody was looking and saying, hey, look, are you seeing what Southern Miss is doing? Do you see the talent they've got coming in and the experience in coaching and all of that? Man, they're really going to make some noise. And I, you know, Troy has, you know, been really good at competing for championships in this league for a long time. We've won more in this conference than anybody else. But it has not been, you know, just an easy path. I know it hasn't been for the Golden Eagles, especially lately. And I can tell you, boy, the middle of the year for Troy, after a five-game winning streak and then back-to-back just dismal performances against Arkansas State and, again, especially at Old Dominion, boy, really had the Trojan fans questioning whether this team was going to be able to finish at all, much less finish well.
Well, here's one dichotomy, so to speak, coming Saturday. Southern Miss quarterback, a little gimpy. Your quarterback is back and healthy and looks really good. That's an advantage for Troy, right, Barry?
That's probably the thing that really gives Trojan fans hope. And it's hard to say that, but not as hard as it is to say dichotomy, by the way.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means, but I did say
it. Yeah, let me look on that. But it was I get what you're saying, but it's not as though when Goose Crowder went down against Memphis, and he's playing with eight screws in his shoulder that'll always be there, that Tucker Kilcrease didn't play well. He did. He was the one that engineered the five-game winning streak. But Goose is just a little bit different. He's very authoritative. He's very athletic. And when he is playing well, Troy has their highest ceiling of potential. And he is back. He played in the loss against Old Dominion, even though he played more than he thought he was going to have to because Tucker Kilcrease got hurt. But last week, you really started to see him. He threw for 361 and was throwing the ball with authority all over the lot. Troy has had some definite shortcomings on offense that they have had to coach around. You know, last week, Troy really reshuffled the offensive line. Troy still has had a difficult time in running the football because of the problems along the offensive line. But, you know, this, in its current state, this is as good as the offense is going to look. It looks different than what they intended it to, but with Goose there, it's as good as it's going to look, I think. And it's good enough to win, for sure.
Well, Barry, even with those problems on the offensive line, I would be shocked if the Trojans don't come in here and try to run the ball down Southern Miss's throat because, frankly, everybody else has and has been successful. So when you're looking at film, that's what they're going to start, I would think.
Well, here's what I see from the Southern Miss defense. Well, really from the line of scrimmage both ways, if you'll indulge me here. I think Southern Miss defensively, defensive front seven, is probably a little bit better than the Troy offensive line. And I think the Troy defensive front, very quick, very athletic, is probably a little bit better than the Southern Miss offensive line. It's hard to justify, and I haven't seen every game that the Golden Eagles have played all year, but they get after it so well. They rush the passer well. They've got guys who can really get after the line of scrimmage and really crumple it. And they because of the pressure they get on the passer, I think the defensive backfield has really been able to feast on certain things and take certain chances that have paid off for them with all the interceptions and with all the turnovers. So I can't figure out why they have had such a difficulty stopping the run, to be honest, because, I mean, you look at every other metric for the Southern Miss defense, and it's off the charts. It's at or near the top of the league in everything. So, you know, that is, that to me, to your point, and I agree with it, is what Troy's challenge is. They haven't been able to run the football really all season long. If they can run it against Southern Miss, I think Troy's chances of winning are exponentially higher.
Yeah, you talked about the turnovers that Southern Miss was able to generate in the first half of the season, but the last couple of weeks, Southern Miss has not been able to get those turnovers. And I think people saw how important those turnovers are. And then with Braylon Braxton being not 100%, even though he threw for 400 yards last week, I think that has added to Southern Miss's problems. But
well,
for both teams, Barry, regardless of what happens, both teams kind of overachieved based on expectations preseason-wise. Would you agree?
I would agree, although I do think for Southern Miss, it was a little bit of a benefit of the doubt, because people know what Charles Huff has been able to do. People know what Braxton's been able to do, and, you know, go on down the line of all of those players that have come in. They knew what they were capable of doing, but, you know, it's just there's still so many question marks. The question mark I have about Braxton, for instance, is, I mean, he can still chuck it. He can still throw it. He's still dynamic there, but he's not nearly as much of a threat to move the pocket, to get outside, to tuck it and run as before. And that seems to me like that's a big part of his effectiveness and of the offense's effectiveness. I can tell you this, Troy is going to focus a lot on making him uncomfortable, on getting him out of the pocket, because if he's not as mobile as he's been in the past, then all of a sudden he looks a lot more mobile. When he's healthy and when he's throwing into that good group of receivers and when he's moving around, ooh, that's almost like a cheat code when he's playing that, when he's playing when he's healthy.
And I know we're about ready to go into a commercial break, Bob, but
you
know,
let's do this.
We think that Barry McKnight, can we go on the other side of the break? Kind of set it up and then go to the other side?
Yeah, that'll be great. We still got a couple minutes.
Okay, because we think that Barry McKnight is the Kevin Harlan of the Sun Belt Conference.
Yeah.
You know, the top player.
Yeah, yeah.
And when if you don't know who Kevin Harlan is, you can Google him and you'll hear him. We think he's one of the finest play-by-play guys there. So what we thought as a Thanksgiving treat, we're gonna get Barry.
We can do it right now. We got a minute and a half.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Barry. Okay, the turkey has just come out of the oven, and the head of the household is getting ready to carve it. Being the wordsmith that you are, create it in our minds. What would it sound like?
First round. Here we go. Behind the knife. Here he goes. Will he go left to the grandmother? Will he go right? Open on the side is the great grandson. Where is he going to go with the first slice? He's got it. He's got it. Big, big, big bite. It's good.
Perfect.
Yeah, Barry McKnight, you are the very best, my friend. And I tell you, we always enjoy having you on the show. And as much as we play each other, we'll be getting you back real soon. But thank you for coming on, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving as well. I'm appreciative of you guys. Thanks a bunch.
All right.
Hey, he obviously has tasted my turkey.
That was too good.
Because my turkey is pretty good. That's for sure.
Oh, is it going to the grandson? Is it going
right or left?
Yeah. Hey, Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs, they're all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership here in Hattiesburg. Only one in Mississippi. Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Happy Thanksgiving to Kevin Mullins, who's a great, great friend. And to Mr. Grubbs and all the great guys out of Genesis of Hattiesburg, we really appreciate them so much.
There's some news out of the Ohio. The state of Ohio has made a ruling regarding high school football that you're going to find interesting. We'll break it down for you when the Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank Barry McKnight for joining us, and of course our buddy Dima Mix, and we love both those guys. Barry, so much fun to have on the show, and a great, really good play-by-play guy.
The good thing about talking with broadcasters too is obviously they're paid by the institutions that they're working for, but they have the ability to see deficiencies. And they don't get all upset, you know, if somebody makes fun of their team or whatever. They're just really laid-back, cool guys.
We have a lot of fun with them, man. They're all pretty cool guys around the Sun Belt, no doubt.
And they don't have to be on the Eagle Hour.
No.
They got lots of things to do.
But you know what?
Do.
They never tell us no.
No, they don't. They don't.
Hey, 4th Street Bar and Grill, we're grateful for them as well. Slade and all those wonderful guys down there have been with us since we started this program 10 years ago. Great place for Thanksgiving. Don't laugh. Thanksgiving night, the biggest night of the year
yes.
at 4th Street Bar and Grill.
Yeah, in fact, Bob, Squawg and Cooter wanted me to invite you to come down there.
Squawg and Cooter, huh?
Yeah, tomorrow night after you got...
That's quite the pair. And that sounds like a really crooked law firm,
and,
don't it?
And they do have real
Squawg,
names.
Squawg, Cougar, and Cougar.
Well, they do have real names, but because they owe a lot of people, different people money, they just go...
I understand. By the way, it sounds like they need to hire some lawyers in Ohio. This is really a pathetic story, I think.
Yes, the Ohio High School Activities Association, which of course would be similar to the MHSAA in Mississippi. The Ohio High School athletic officials have approved NIL money for Ohio high school players.
That's not good news, Kelly.
But honestly, are you surprised?
I'm not surprised.
When all this came down, what did we say way back when?
Matter of time before it gets down to high school.
And here you go. And Ohio now has started it. So you remember when kids were growing up, they go, I want to play in the NFL so I can be rich and I can buy my mom a house and we can not have to worry about things. Well, now it's I don't have to play in the NFL. You got 28-year-old quarterbacks at Vanderbilt and some of these other schools, Florida State. They're making money playing college football now. If you're in Ohio anyway, and it's certainly reasonable to assume that other states are going to follow suit, mm-hmm. now high school kids in Ohio are going to be able to...
Who thinks that's a good idea? I mean, why would you think that high school kids should be paid for participating in school athletics? Isn't that part of being educated and growing up?
I didn't think it was a good idea for colleges.
Well, I agree.
But now, there's just some people that competition is everything, and if they can, and really, when you look at this, this is nothing more than what the Los Angeles Dodgers have done mm-hmm. the past 2 years. It's just that the way that pro baseball or pro athletics work, it's perfectly okay to quote unquote buy talent.
Now, let me ask you a question, because you cover high school football much, much closer than I do. You've been involved in it really your whole career. How much of high school football, and not the kids, but the governing bodies of high school football in Mississippi, How much of it do you think, Kelly, is about money? And how much of it do you think is about what's best for the kids?
I think on the surface, they'd like to tell you that it's about what's best for the kids. But like everything else, Bob,
it comes down to money.
Like the MHSAA. I mean, when you have all these, you have these seven classifications now. They used to have just five. Well, when you add more and more classifications, that's more and more state championships, which means more and more gate money for who? The MHSAA.
Right.
And I'm not picking on the MHSAA because every state is the same. They all, you know, they're all making really mm-hmm. nice salaries. Mm-hmm. And in their mission statement, a lot of these associations will say their primary goal is to bring high school sports into the home of every family. But yet they charge rights fees to broadcast these games, either on a live stream or radio.
Right.
If you really were concerned about getting those games into the living rooms of Americans, the associations would be paying the radio stations and TV stations.
Great point. And let me tell you, I know this to be a fact. You have radio stations all over Mississippi that invest in their local high school. It costs money to broadcast high school football games. It's not free. These radio stations invest in their local high schools, and that's a big part of having a local radio station. And when that school gets to the playoffs, you have to start paying the association. And then they get to the state championships, and the association just takes it over. And they broadcast all the games. And so they take away from the companies that have supported those kids in those schools all year. They virtually take that away from those stations at the end of the year. Why?
And
money.
And a further point, like some of the 5A through 7A high schools have radio stations in towns that can afford it. Ocean right. Springs and Gulfport, they can afford to write checks to the MHSAA. If you've got a radio station in Hollandale.
Right. Correct.
Or a radio,
1,000%.
Or a stadium.
French Camp.
Yeah. Or in Mize, your little old radio station can't afford to be stroking checks like that.
No.
So the smaller classification schools get pushed aside simply because the local radio station doesn't have the money that a big station
does. And they
don't
get the coverage.
No.
That otherwise they would get.
And the kids are being cheated.
I agree.
No. By the way, women's basketball, good luck to the Lady Eagles. They play UAB tomorrow down in Cancun at a tournament. Then on Friday, they're going to play North Carolina State. So 2 days back-to-back Lady Eagle basketball.
Undefeated, baby.
Tomorrow against UAB, Friday against NC State. No show tomorrow or Friday.
No, we'll be back Monday, and we're very grateful to all of you that listen. We hope you all have a very happy, safe Thanksgiving. And Kelly and I and Demo look forward to coming back and talking to you Monday about the Southern Miss Troy football game.
And how we're headed to JMU to play for it all.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kelly.
You as well, Bob.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top.
I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.